Fondazione Radio Magica presents The House of the Aganes, limestone cave of the Cretaceous origin dating back about 100 million years. Written by Elena Comesatti, read by Kiriaki Stergiou.
We want to tell you a very special story. It has to do with nature, with the magic that often involves women, and with love. This story takes place near the Barquette stream, a small waterway between Anduins and Vito D'Azio, in the mountains above Pordenone. Here we find the Chase de las Aganas, or the House of the Aganes, female creatures who lived here a long time ago. The House of the Aganes is a cave that can still be visited today. It consists of a wide opening facing east, 473 meters above sea level, dug into the limestone of Cretaceous origin. The cave, which many people know about, consists of a 305 meter long tunnel, which runs from east to west. A little less than halfway down, there's a small side corridor, about 30 meters long. The tunnel has strong differences in height and 6 pools of water, each about 1 meter deep. After the rains, a stream forms inside it. And it is in this natural space, full of appeal, that the Aganes once lived. The community thought they were witches and had driven them away from the village. Hence, these women were marginalized. They were said to eat children and were thought to be unsightly. In actual fact, they were human creatures, perhaps a little ugly, a mix of wood and water nymphs. They had become used to being together among women so as to survive in the woods. They were acquainted with all the wild herbs and used them to help hunters and people who lost themselves in the mountains. They were unusual but good creatures. They helped strangers, healing them as only they knew how, with dedication and care. And despite their outward appearance, their soul was beautiful and the light in their eyes was special. Legend has it that one day a hunter fell in love with an Agana, recognizing the wonderful soul hidden behind her eyes. When she noticed this, she decided to refuse this special love so as not to abandon her companions. Unfortunately, however, the suffering of having given up love was so great that one day the young Agana decided to use her powers to turn into a small bat. This way, she could fly both inside the cave, close to her friends and sisters, and close to the hunter, her impossible love. At night, when no one saw her, she would flap her wings around the window of the young lover, fly onto the roof, sit onto the gutter, and cry. Since then, in the Aganes' cave, many small bats with bright eyes fly about. We do not know who they really are, but they have always been there. In the village, some say the small bats are actually the Aganes, who have transformed themselves so as to be together forever.